Dr. Medical to keep you well.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
We have the amazing John W. Spring. Now, I need to opine for just a minute, and then I want to get into John W. You made some very amazing remarks to me, and I love to hear the same anger and frustration that I have when I prophesied a month ago, this is more than a month ago now, that on September 11th, 12th, you were going to get a letter from Donald J. Trump, POTUS, our president. On that very day, on the 6th of September, you received that letter. But the frustrating thing is, the way it was written and the fact it didn't recognize Punta Huerta or Nicaragua or the Venezuelan nuke issues with Russia, and it tried to say we have missile defense two-layer and everything's fine and we're doing a great job, it's like it was an echo of a previous letters you've had up to a year and a half ago. It means you were giving a Trumpian response by somebody around Trump who want to push you aside and say, please just go away, but vote Trump when the election comes, and don't ask us any more tough questions, or don't expect to get in front of Trump. Now, I would expect that if you're the whistleblower for 1961 with the Cuban Missile Crisis and later, and you're the whistleblower in 1983, they should show enough respect to John W. Spring that they cross-check your information to see if you're a nutball or you're telling them something they don't know. The problem with the government, and I dealt with government, they're highly compartmentalized. They're not really very brilliant. They're often, they're often what I call bureaucratic parrots. They parrot things, so they move up the chain of command, usually by kissing butt, or doing things like getting corruption, like with industry and so on. That's why a lot of these politicians, for example, have minor, major amounts of money from the military-industrial complex. When you hear all the people frustrated as hell about Trump's policy in the Middle East with Syria, they all have giant amounts of money. For example, even Lindsey Graham, he got this last year $773,000 from the military-industrial complex. So his initial response was very much against Trump. Then he started to realize maybe Trump had a plan here to work with Russia and the Kurds and Syria. And he's kind of changing his tune now because he's starting to understand what the hell Trump and his advisors decided to do. But unless we can get through to Trump, the man is going to screw up. He's a brilliant builder. He's probably a great pre-Christian. He's an American patriot, but he's a screw-up. Now, it's on the other side, we got the demon rats. They scare the hell out of me. Every one of these people has late-term abortion. They want to kill babies even if they're born. They want to destroy the border. They want to get criminals out of prison, even violent criminals that should be in prison forever. They don't want to have, they want to give health care to everybody, but it's what I call in-bombing care, which means, like Canada, if you get a certain amount of cost to the healthcare system, they don't want to help taking care of you. They'll kill you. They give you a lethal injection. I saw it happen to both of my parents. People need to start grasping here. Life is not better if you hand over your life and control to a socialist totalitarian government. Look at Chile right now with riots. Look at Venezuela. Every socialist country has killed hundreds of millions of people over the last century. But these moron people think, like the young people, well, I want socialism because it's too expensive to go to school. Let's work out a way so education is affordable, healthcare is affordable, and people can write off expenses, including supplements. In fact, right now I do it. If people come to me and say, Doc, can you document so I can write off my supplements and my hyperbaric chamber and my this and that, they never have to pay a cent. For years, I provided these documents free to people, okay? What I'm really concerned about, and your frustration when you finally crystallized it last time we talked about a week ago, I was basically in tears. I was in tears that someone of your brilliance, and now you're older like I am, you're 12 years older than me, you're 80 and I'm 68, you're coming up February. And I'm very freaking frustrated that something as simple as we think the Russians have got nukes. We got satellite photos even proving it in Venezuela, in La Archila Island, and in Pinto Verde. We know the dictator Ortiz in Nicaragua is a dangerous maniac. You let the Russians put us up the runway years ago. You've been monitoring that. But don't believe anything we say. They have enough intel information. They can cross-check what we say in a matter of an hour. But we better damn well get through to Trump, because he thinks we even have missile defense. They did a simulation last year in Israel, fired a missile at Hawaii. And I know the guys in missile defense. I worked with them for years. And Hawaiians are not stupid. They wanted to get, you know, including stupid Fox News. Oh, they're just they're stupid Democrats. They're not. Just because they're Democrat doesn't mean they're stupid. The people in Hawaii did everything the same as anybody would have done in NORAD. When the missile came, they didn't knock it out, and luckily it had no warhead on it, or a bullet would have blown up Hawaii. And guess what? We failed again. Our so-called theater of defense and everything didn't friggin' work. Now, I don't know how to get through to Trump, but I got one last contact. I got a contact right now that is Sudan's son. And pray to God that we get through to this guy, because, to be honest with you, on many areas, Donald Trump is like a whirling dervish of stupidity. Now, I don't think he's an evil person. I just think he's self-interested. He's a narcissistic maniac. I think he's well-intentioned. He wants to build up the economy. He wants to make the middle class richer and so on. It won't matter much richer if you get blown to pieces. It won't matter much richer. It won't matter if you don't prepare after Trump's gone in 2024, if he gets reelected, that we have a demon rat, one of these people like Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders Claus or some communist, that will turn us into Venezuela or Chile. And then we'll have riots as people are starving in the streets. People don't get it, do they? They just don't freaking get it. And the thing is, this administration doesn't get it. All the people around Trump are driving me nuts. I want to be... And I don't want to support a party. I want to support a person. That's why a lot of the Republicans... Look at this guy, this Mormon maniac. I don't even want to mention his name, Romney. He comes on Pierre Delecto. And he attacks Trump on the other side. It's like, Trump's got things to attack. He tweets back on stuff he shouldn't. For example, when that father was complaining about his two sons that couldn't get on an Air Force One and come back from China after Trump got him out of prison because they were going to go to prison for life. The father was publicly complaining on social media how dare Trump not bring back his kids in Air Force One? I'm thinking, you want a joyride in Air Force One just because he saved your kids? Are you freaking nuts? Like, this is just craziness. And then we have Nancy Pelosi, this evil witch. And she is. She's involved with pedophilia and John Podesta and all the other crazy crap. And she's trying to do an impeachment on Trump. Now, there is no quid pro quo. We know that that Biden's son corruptly got lots of money with no expertise in Ukraine and in China. None. The only reason why he could fly in Air Force Two is because he's the vice president's son. And then the guy looks at a bold look on his face, his eyes glistening, telling him everything is fine. No, it's not fine. And this is not anomalous. This is how everything is done in the District of Criminals in Washington. It's not an anomaly. And the same thing in state government. Look at this guy, Buttigieg, in this town, his own hometown. He's abusing his own police and putting them in danger, and he's not reducing crime in his area. That he wants to be president, he's a maniac. He's a narcissistic maniac. I don't care about his sexual orientation. I could care less. But he's a narcissistic maniac. I think he's brave and he's this, that. No, he drove a Humvee in a base and had a specific time schedule, and he never starved and have cold meals or was on a battlefield. Buttigieg is a full of crap, isn't he?
Yes. Yes.
He is. Now, I want people to grasp this, okay? You and I are going to get a breakthrough. We are going to get a breakthrough. I'm begging the Most High God and our audience listening, we've got to get through to Trump. And even if he doesn't believe anything we say, check to see that we do have Russian nukes in La Archila Island and Punta Huerte. Check to see that you don't have missile defense and you're trying to act really arrogant with Russia and China. You're a moron, Trump. You start a conflict with them and they hit our military bases in the Middle East and hit our cities and towns and whatever, even if they do a space-based EMP weapon or just hack into our power grid, we're screwed and tattooed. We have 10,000 UHF transformers. If we lose those, do you know there's only 200 to produce them a year and they're all made in China? We're not getting along really well with China right now, are we? And people say, well, those are hard facts to deal with. I say, you know what? They're called facts. Okay, and people want to say, well, you think you're a prophet. I say, look, I got a few 3x5 cards. I don't know everything. I know two or three things that are really dangerous that we need to deal with. That's about it. Two or three things. But these things are really serious. We got Trump racing ahead like a maniac, thinking he can just do anything he wants. Right? Some of the things he actually succeeded sort of partly, although a bunch of Kurds did die when the Turks came across there because it was done stumbly. He could have done it more cleanly so there wouldn't be a bunch of dead Kurds. They were our allies. He screwed up there. And he deserved a little bit of abuse, but he did get a deal. Now the Russians, of course, have moved in now. They've taken over. And the fact is Russia now won. Iran won. Syria won. And Syria is now taking weapons and missiles from Russia. Do you know that?
Yeah.
So our pullout is actually guaranteed that Russia now is a permanent member and control of the Middle East. Parked with an air base that we've literally abandoned, they've taken over in northern Syria. Did you know that?
Yes, they have.
Yeah. And people want to argue with it and say, well, that's open argument. No, it's not. That's like somebody parked out in your front yard that's a gang leader and he's got the gullers on and everything. And he's got a weapon aimed at your front door, and you don't believe he's real. It's like, what's wrong with you? You're that stupid, you're suicidal. And the problem is, you see, we have to get through this knucklehead Trump. Now, I know he wants to be thought of as a good guy, and he's this and that, and he's built up the economy. It won't much matter if either after he's gone, it becomes a demon rat, a Democrat, because they're all bad. It won't much matter if he doesn't have missile defense, or he doesn't work out a deal with Russia and China and get those damn nukes out of those places, or stop the hacking into our power grid. Do you know they hack into everything? Our phone system, our air traffic controllers, our sewage treatment plants, our water plants, and our power grid. Do you know that the Russians, the Chinese, and many other countries are hacked into everything? The only thing that stops them, they're scared that we're going to blow the crap out of them if they try to do anything. Mutual assured destruction, but the Muslims don't care. The Muslims are such maniacs, they want to do it because they think the 12th Mahdi, like the Iranians, they're going to bring about an Islamic world by attacking us, even though they're going to get destroyed. So, John, I'd like you to kind of expand on what you see going on, because I want to go over some of the letters, okay? And I have them actually read up here. Your letters I have up here ready. It says here, the latest one I have is from October 19th. That's just a few days ago. Following letter to the president at least prove a clue to serious the current situation in northern Syria, where the Turks are preparing to genocide, the final solution for the Kurds, who are our most loyal allies during the war against ISIS. When you betray your best friends, your credibility and honor are lost, just like President Truman betrayed Free China. Unfortunately, the advice he is giving is pathetic. This is why I need your support to reach him now rather than by the next month. Yes, it's that serious. And then it says, here, Mr. President, I'm going to read it again. I hope you have received my earlier email letter because it reveals that regional dilemma in the Middle East. However, perhaps I have not explained in depth what and how is really behind this and other ingredients that are now happening throughout the world. You may not believe that the nation is Russian, Russia, and a leader is Russian President Vladimir Putin due to the influence of the intelligence advisor and close friends who are way out of their league when dealing with this high-empowered professionals at the Kremlin in Moscow are almost as good as I am with intelligence analysis. Actually, my role is far more challenging and a much higher degree of difficulty for being able to determine their diabolical plans before they become operational. Unfortunately, at the White House, who screen and vet your incoming email, are unable to discern and forward this the real McCoy, and apparently you may ignore them as being boring due to the rather limited understanding of geopolitical matters and military strategy. This is why you need to meet directly with me without any of your advisors being present. If you wish to record or videotape our meeting, please be advised that you may not wish to share all of it with everyone on your cabinet or staff, so I would advise you to review it before releasing it to anyone. It may be hard to believe or understand, but the time is rather limited for this aforementioned matter. So please contact me and make arrangements for us to meet face-to-face right away. God help us if John W. Spring and Donald Trump don't get to meet. God help us.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. To stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Very much so.
Yeah. So we're coming back, and we've got some more letters here. The next one, of course, is ceasefire or pause for the Kurds and Turks. This is kind of like a letter from, I think, a little earlier. Because you have not received my other recent emails, I am hoping this one will be sent directly to the Oval Office and placed on top of your desk. The current ceasefire or pause is correctly understood by me. It will terminate by beginning on this coming week after 120 hours has expired. It appears as if the entire 20-mile wide strip zone of the Turkish border in Syria will be surrendered to the Turks, and the Kurds who have lived and fought there must leave. Now, there's about 160,000 have left. 150 of them died, caused by Trump's inaction and kind of stumbling through this. Now, the problem is the town called Azan, A-Y-N, is right on the northern border of this 20-mile zone, and the Turks went further than they said they were going to, violating their own agreement with us. Now, I'm going to read the letter again. During the entire war against the so-called Islamic State, Daesh, or ISIS, and the Kurds proved to be our most loyal and effective ally. Right?
Yes.
Within that same 20-mile wide strip in Syria, the Kurds are still fighting various factions and groups of ISIS. Right?
Yeah, they sure are.
Right. In addition, within that same area, they have made ISIS prisoners who will return to fighting in Iraq and Syria when the Turks acquire those sites in a matter of days or hours. They've already acquired them. As far as I've heard, there's 10,600 ISIS fighters are now back in the hands of the Turks, and they could release them. Not a very smart move on the part of Trump. Now, he asked the Europeans to take these ISIS fighters, and guess what they said? Well, we don't want them back in France or Germany. And Trump made the comment, because he's a bit of a mouthpiece. He said, you want me to put them in Guantanamo forever at our expense? I think he should have just started executing them, because these are French and Germans who went to join ISIS to fight against, you know, whatever. Then I'm reading on. Sure. However, the entire situation in northern Syria is far more complex due to those from the opposite groups who are against the regime of Bashar al-Assad in Damascus, because they will no longer have any site to flee to due to the area now being controlled by Turkey. And by the way, after this happened, they forced the Kurds into the arms of the Syrians, which is logical. The next step Trump should do is make an alliance with Syria and get them to hell away from the Russians and the Iranians. Because Syria's on the back doorstep of Israel. If Israel gets attacked and Syria's on the back doorstep and there's nukes and everything there and the Russians, we're going to have a nuclear war, because if they start attacking Israel, they're going to release the Samson option, and God help us all. And I'm not talking about just in Israel. The whole world's going to have a thermonuclear conflict. Russia, China, America, everybody. Chucking missiles everywhere. So this invasion from Turkey will probably please Syrian President Assad, whose army never helped the Kurds against ISIS. He got all the benefits of us working in blood and treasure and supporting the ISIS fighters that were basically Kurds, that we paid for with equipment and everything. And now Assad gets all this benefit. I mean, the Turks, the Syrians, and the Russians win in this, and we don't. And here's the next part of the letter. Besides America's honor and reputation for being betrayed by us against the Kurds, there are now so many other aspects of the Kremlin's global strategy that are real threats to our nation. We talked about this before. So that's that letter. Then look at the next letter. This one here is... What date was this one? I think this is the 16th.
You don't have to read this other one if you don't want
it. Yeah, but what I want people to understand, so let's just summarize. John, I want you to explain how late the hours is, and people want to do ad hominem attacks. You want to say, you think you're... Look, just don't even know who your name is. I'm not Dr. Bill Deagle. Let's say I'm Joe Schmo. Joe Schmo knows from an intel source something that you better check on. Mr. Schmo talked to another guy, Mr. Doe, that's you, who actually worked as a whistleblower for the 1961-1983 whistleblower for these nukes by Russia. Now, that should be enough to make these idiots in the government and their intel agencies cross-check to see what we, Mr. Schmo, i.e. me, and Mr. Doe, i.e. you, that we actually have some facts you better damn well check or we're really in deep trouble. So far, they just want to kind of like spin us off and just go away, Deagle, go away, Mr. Spring. They need to smarten up and realize they're putting us all in grave danger. Now, the Russians are paranoid, okay? They're red-haired Eastern Vikings. Their economy has been shattered. In fact, after Yeltsin was there, their economy was so destroyed. And when the Russians have really built up their nukes, they did it at the expense of their economy. The most expensive city in the world to go visit? Moscow. Now, the Russian oligarchs take a percentage of everything. Every business deal, the Russian billionaire oligarchs take it. But the rest of the population are starving. That's why so many Russian girls are offering themselves to marry somebody in the West, Europe or Canada or America. It's disgusting. And what I see happening is we're at the point where if we don't work out a deal so they can get back in the G8, they don't have an economy. We don't work out a deal with Russia. And now we're aggravating them when they took back Crimea, which is Russian, when they actually... Yeah. They were trying to defend the people in eastern Ukraine, which are primarily Russian, and the Donbass kids were being bombed by Poroshenko, the chocolate king, the prostitute and drug king, who is now replaced by the new guy who actually, believe it or not, is a comedian. The new head of Ukraine is a comedian, which is really funny. Right? And he sounds like an honest guy, right?
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned his name. His name was? It's like Vodoyaya or something like that. Now, where do you think this is going if we don't get through to Trump?
We're in deep trouble.
Describe it in detail, please. Yeah, John, I want you to describe it in detail where we're going. I know you're not writing a letter right now, but if you could speak and it would turn into a letter to Trump today, what would you say?
Well, I lost a little bit on your recent transmission. It wasn't coming through. But if I am coming through now, let me just say this. Trump's closest aides, staff members and advisors are not really qualified to make these crucial judgments on areas that they and places they know so little about.
They're unqualified idiots that are marching us toward a lemming leap over the cliff to die, all of us. That's what's happening. Incompetent government minions who just want to protect their position and their job and don't have a clue what the hell they're doing, right?
Let me give you one example that was shared with me on the internet last night with Charlotte Iserby. She was a career person with the Department of State during the time of the Eisenhower administration.
Right.
And there was something very seriously occurring in Syria at that time.
Right.
And because the President Eisenhower was incapacitated, his son, Major John Eisenhower, filled in that meeting. And they mentioned that there was, to him, that there was a problem occurring in Syria. And his first response is, where is Syria? Or what is Syria?
Oh,
he knew nothing about the Middle East. A major in the Army, a graduate, I presume, also of West Point, and yet he knew so little that his presence there was almost completely worthless.
Well that's like asking a cardiologist who doesn't know where the heart is.
With the current administration regarding Syria and officials in the Trump administration. And until we're able to get to him directly, that's you and I, Dr. Bill. This nation is really in deep trouble. That's about as bluntly as I can say it. And time is running out at a very rapid rate.
We're heading toward a suicidal nuclear conflict that are ticking off the dark elements in Russia and China. And in Russia, they know that we're crushing their economy. We are. We are so economically powerful, we're crushing the Russian economy. And the fact is that Trump wants to get Russia back in the G8. But it'll only be if they get the damn nukes out of North Korea and Iran, La Rochelle Island, and Punta Huerte. We want to work out a deal so they aren't, so eventually, just like Linda LaRouche four decades ago, we've got brilliant pebbles, or my version, called laser net interferometry, so we can share missile defense, so no nation needs to be worried about a hypersonic nuke coming at them that'll blow them all to hell. We need to realize that the human race is teetering on the edge of a catastrophe where no one will all have what's called a Pyrrhic victory. We'll all be wondering if there's two people left on staying in the bones of all their family, their countrymen. It'll be a Pyrrhic victory because everybody's dead. And the living will actually envy the dead because they'll be dying. And people say, oh, well, you're just arrogant. I say, you know what? You're damn stupid. And what I see coming is really catastrophic. And see, I'm not a minor person. I work with the FBI and CDC. I worked on these war games with the federal government. And the thing that they did is when I talked to the FBI and CDC guys, they told me about all their stuff, they started chuckling. Like they're having a mental breakdown right at the table there with the head of infectious disease at the University of Colorado. And the FEMA director. We're sitting at the freaking table together at a restaurant at the Adams Mark Hotel 6 months before 9/11. And people say, oh no, you don't put this second hand. I said, first hands, idiots. And they started to get kind of wonky. It's like you're at the table with psychiatric people having a mental breakdown right at the freaking table, trying to make jokes about things that are dangerous and deadly. Scary stuff, isn't it? Right?
Yes.
So
now, there's something else that I think we need to bring to the attention of our listening audience.
Right.
And that is, it is one thing to acquire knowledge, but it is far more difficult to analyze that knowledge or information in depth. And unfortunately, in spite of the best data collecting, intelligence gathering information that the various agencies are acquiring in Washington,
right,
they have hardly anyone who is really qualified to analyze that information in depth to know what is really the significance of that information.
Well, they can't see the forest for the trees, and that's because you have to ask better and better questions. You'll see the super and sub concepts of the actual structure of the data that tells you what the hell's really going on. You can do that. I can do that. You have a high Q of over 200, so do I. We are able to analyze data that other people, it is not possible for their brain to actually look at the super concepts. But what I see going on is we're heading toward a catastrophe. And that includes, by the way, Donald Trump. He's maybe a good builder. He's a moron in these other areas. He's blithering. And the Democrats, they're making it worse because they're trying to interfere even when they're working on a deal with Russia. When they started Russiagate, they actually delayed 3 years Trump working on some kind of deal with Russia. They actually increased the danger, didn't they?
Yes.
Now, when we see China, the same thing. They weaponized the South China Sea Islands with intermediate-range nuke missiles. We don't even have a missile defense treaty with China.
No.
And the Chinese just demonstrated, and they had their annual year, was it last week? They showed this thing called a sword, which a hypersonic death weapon that could fly, you know, at Mach 6 or 7 around the world remotely. It's a drone. It's called a sword, and they can actually come in and blow your cities all to hell with multiple warheads. Not good. So these countries have built weapons of, I call, Armageddon weapons of the end of the world, end of the world weapons. And they don't understand. We have weapons that are already centuries ahead of them. And if something has started and we release those, even after they've wiped out our population centers or Norfolk, Virginia, these countries will cease to exist. They'll be an ashtray country. Right?
Yes.
And what I want to get through is that we are people listening, and there's people listening now that could email and call and bug the heck out of the Trump. Gee, we're getting so many calls from people to listen to John W. Spring and Deagle. Maybe we need to let Trump actually talk to John W. or have a secure line or video link. For God's sake, let it happen.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind.
And welcome back. John, you mentioned on the break, just before the break here, that POTUS, Donald J. Trump, mentioned the comment they never promised the Kurds he's going to protect them when he was actually withdrawing troops. It wasn't just withdrawing 28. We knew that Turkey was coming to set up this special buffer zone of 20 miles in northern Syria and to take back oil-based territory that ISIS was running. Then they actually got all these ISIS people. If they released them, we could have 10,600 ISIS fighters, many of them originating from Germany, France, and European countries, back running oil fields and getting lots of money so they could do terrorism.
Yes.
So the fact that he said this and to the Kurds of a, we never promised you, you're kidding. We're your allies, we're co-fighting with you, and we never promised you that we're going to protect your butts when they come in and try to kick you out of your own towns and cities, and if you don't move, they're going to kill you if you don't leave by a certain time. And Erdogan says he's going to crush their skulls if they're not up by a certain hour, I think 120 hours. Damn it. Trump, that's disgusting, man. You're a moron. No wonder some Republicans are freaked by you and voting against you. Now, I know that he was trying to work out a deal in Russia and now has moved in and taken over, but this is not good. Yeah, we're getting out of all these foreign wars. But if you back off and don't protect Israel, for example, we need a treaty to protect Israel. We also need to get Syria dissected away from Iran. And if we don't do that, God help us, man. This will be the thermonuclear firecracker that starts off World War III.
Yes.
It won't start in India and Pakistan. It'll start right there, Syria and Israel, and Hezbollah, and Iran, and Turkey. This is what's going to start off World War III, isn't it?
Very possibly. If
they try to take out Israel or even nuke one part of it, let's say hit Tel Aviv, the Israelis are going to go ape crazy crap.
Right. It's going to be the Samson syndrome.
Yeah. And I guess let me tell you, I have my friends inside Israel going back 40 years. Israel has enough nukes to nuke every Islamic capital, every Russian city, every Chinese city, into ashes, and they have their own space imaging system called ImageSat and satellite-based weapon systems, and the Israelis in a little strip of territory the size of Rhode Island. You try to take them out, you're going to die, sucker. You might kill a bunch of them, a lot of them may die, but guess what? You're going to die too. The Samson option, remember Samson in the temple? And they had the statue of their pagan god.
Yes.
Samson pulled down the pillars of the temple, and all the high priests and all the people in the temple were killed, including Samson. The Samson option means we get to the point where we're not going to survive, we're going to kill all of you as well as us. How's that? And it leads World War III. It means if you let Israel go, we're going to make the world evaporate in a vapor cloud of nuclear dust. And the Israelis mean it, and I fully understand that. They're not going to put up with this, are they?
No, they're not. No, they won't.
My good friend Ken Klein, his family survived the Holocaust. They were in work camps making weapons for the Germans during the war. And by the way, the banks all benefit from this, because, George Bush Sr.'s grandfather actually funded the Nazis through banks in America. No, you mean the banks did that? The banks in Britain even funded Krupp Steel making weapons and shells, paid for by the Queen's Gold Bullion to buy shells to bomb the Germans through factories that we were not allowed to bomb because they were making weapons to kill Germans, paid for by British Gold Bullion. Did you know that?
Yes.
You did know that, didn't you?
That's right.
How do you know that, Deagle? I said, I have the Arms of Krupp book written by the guys that actually explain it all. I got the actual original books. The Arms of Krupp, it's called. Krupp. Another secret order group. People don't believe this. This is a dance with the devil. You know, like that movie, The Shining? The dance with the devil in the deep blue sea? They want to say, oh, it's not that bad. Listen, what I know if I talked to a Hollywood producer would make a movie so scary, so awful, the Day of the Walking Dead or anything they have out there would look like a little minor kid's party compared to what I know. Things are much worse than the trilogy of The Ring or Star Wars or anything like that. Well, things are far, far worse, aren't they?
Yes, they are, Dr. Deagle. And hopefully we can get through to the president in time. But we've got to get to them to be really effective.
Well, we have a narrowing window now. We got a narrowing window. When they collapse the world economy, they want to literally change to the mark of the beast system, which they're bringing into a cashless system. In Sweden, we just talked about this last hour with Cody Snodgrass. They want to buy a hamburger? No. If you don't have digital cash, you can't get in. And they're having ceremonies there where people are having wine and cheese parties for getting the mark of the beast chip put inside them. Usually you put it between their thumb and their index finger so you can go to a scanner and it knows who you are from your chip. People say, oh, no, they're not doing that. Yeah, they are, damn it. I used to say this stuff decades ago. Oh, you're so crazy, Deagle. You're crazy. Yeah. How about now? People aren't saying you're crazy anymore. Say, oh, geez, Deagle, I hope you're wrong. How about we're months and years away, not decades away from this crap hitting us all? Next October, less than a month away, 11 months away, October 1, 2020, every nation on Earth has to have a world-compliant world ID. Did you know that?
That's
11
right.
Months.
Yeah.
12 months from now, we have the election. Probably Donald Trump will get in there, but if he doesn't listen to us and does the wrong things, we won't have missile defense. We won't stabilize Russia and China. We'll be on the knife's edge of an economic chaos, and if we try to play hardball, which we can shut down the bank accounts and starve the hell out of the people in China and Russia. You know that? Trump doesn't even need to talk to Congress or Nancy Pelosi, this idiot. She's demented, okay? She's evil as hell. And then we look at Nadler. I call him Rattler, like a rattlesnake. And Mr. Schiff, I've changed the last two letters of the name to S. He's full of Schiff. Those two letter Fs are changed to T.
Yeah.
He's so nuts with his poppy bug eyes. And he'll lie to you and keep lying like it's the truth, it's the truth. If I say it loud enough, it's like the old Russian saying, by throwing up mud against the wall, you must believe it. Yeah, eventually when you dehydrate mud, it will stick a little bit, but eventually you can shower it off the wall. Schiff should have been sanctioned, but they didn't sanction him. They tried to the Republicans, but the Democrats said, no, no, you can't sanction Schiff. So the maniac's still doing a Trumpian thing. And I think Trump is stressed like crazy. He's not acting rational, is he, Trump? He's stressed like crazy. If I was Trump's advisor, I'd declare martial law. I would jail all these people. I would cut down the media and make sure they don't have a license anymore. I'd seize Washington Post. There'd be the end of these guys. I wouldn't just cut their subscription. I'd cut their ability to print anything, online or offline. Trump, you need to be more Trumpian, doesn't he?
Yes.
He also needs to damn well listen to his public like us. If he listens to, it's not just us. I'm sure there's other people trying to contact Trump and say, we got facts for you, Trump, about the border, about this or that. Probably ex-military or ex-intel agency that could give him information that would say, Trump, you really don't understand this issue. And he pretends he does. He's a hotel and resort builder. Of course he's not going to know this stuff. I don't care how old he is. He's a smart guy. He's got an IQ 157. He's not in your or my IQ range, and he's never had our experiences. The man listens to a menu of three or four or a dozen people, and he then chooses position number seven or four, and they said, let's go with position four. It's like a game show host. He operates the presidency like he's a game show host, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
People say, oh, no, it's not that bad. I said, yeah, that's how he runs it. He said, position four sounds good to me. My gut tells me he's on the right track. I'm thinking, oh, my God, man, you're an idiot. And you can't even check to see if the intel he's given is actually valid or reasonable because he's getting manipulated by globalists on the left or on the right. Like this latest guy that went in there in witness form today against him with this private committee for impeachment. It's like, these people need to impeach their damn brain. These Democrats need to shut up. He needs to declare some form of martial law and just put all the buggers in jail. If you want to have an impeachment, have an open vote. If you don't have the vote, shut up. Right? You have a vote, have the ability for subpoena power for the Republicans too. They don't want to do that. We don't even know who the so-called whistleblower was. No wonder Trump is losing it after he drinks 12 aspartame-laced Cokes frying his brain. He's going to get an aspartame impeachment. That's what he's going to get from drinking too much crap.
Yes.
He's more likely to have an aspartame impeachment than a Pelosi impeachment or a Democratic impeachment. I'm just hoping that common sense and decency and the word of the Lord presides over people, and enough people that are listening get aggravated enough to realize, oh my God, maybe Deagle's not lying. Maybe he actually has a clue. Maybe John W. Spring is a genius and he knows all this stuff. And maybe Trump needs to listen or even just don't believe anything we say. Just cross-check it with your own agencies. For God's sake, don't listen. Don't believe us. But within days, you should know if what we're telling you is the truth. After 2 years of trying with Donald J. Trump, I'm freaking aggravated. Are you?
I missed one word there, Dr. Deagle. I'm sorry.
I'm so aggravated by the fact we're not getting through directly to Trump. I mean, he's not God. I can talk to God, and God will talk back to me, okay, in prayer or vision streams, whatever, sometimes audibly. Trump acts like he's higher than God. You're not. You're a man. You're an elected man who's supposed to be a public servant, and you should listen to your people out here in the public that know stuff you don't know, bud. We're down the crevices of the bowels of the earth. We're the ones that are exposed to the deep, nasty stuff that's going on inside the world you don't have a clue about. That's not your purview.
Yes. It's been a very frustrating situation. I'm getting to the point where I'm wondering, have I just wasted 2 years of my valuable time trying to get through to someone who doesn't really give a damn about anyone else?
Well, and here's a lesson for you and for me, okay? And I learned this from the Lord years ago. We try to take it on upon ourselves that we're angry or guilty because somebody doesn't respond either. And trying to save them from their own hell, you know, generational curses or their own personal problems or drug addiction. And the Lord has to prepare their heart to be ready. What we have to do is prepare now with prayers that Donald Trump and his administration needs to get ready because they're about to be annihilated. And even if Trump gets reelected, he's going to screw up this country so bad he's going to guarantee the mark of the beast. He's going to guarantee, you know, the USMC treaty, but the world financial system the bankers want to have total digital control of all citizens on Earth.
Yes.
The mark of the beast system is not going to come from Russia or China. It's going to come from America. And Donald Trump is actually marching us step by step toward the beast system. He is. No matter what his intentions are, he's not fixing the international we call stalemate with China and Russia.
Yeah.
He's not fixing the world economy by dissecting away the bubble economy, which is about to go pop.
No.
He's not getting rid of the drug cartels run by our... Yeah, go ahead.
Another factor we have to consider, Dr. Deagle, is no matter which Democratic presidential candidate wins, he or she will mandate gun confiscation. The Second Amendment will no longer exist if any of the Democratic candidates...
Let me explain if they do that. We will have a hot civil war, especially in rural areas like states like Montana, and we'll have a knockdown, drag-out military conflict between elements of government that try to seize guns and armed citizens. 93 million armed Americans aren't going to hand over their guns. You want to have a civil war... You try to seize your guns by a federal edict, by a totalitarian controlling government. Americans are not going to hand over their guns. Canadians didn't. They didn't even listen to the law. That's why the previous conservative government had to actually annul the law. They will do nothing. Does Swalwell and other idiots want to take away your guns? They try to take away their guns. We're going to take away their ability to have a pulse or breath because there'll be a violent revolution. I don't want to see it come. These idiots think that the things are so bad they want to do to us, they have to disarm us first. That's what's coming, isn't it?
Yes.
Pray and get contact, please. Email and contact John W. Springs. Needs to talk to Donald Trump. Do it today. We're going to put some information together here. These letters will be posted up today. God help us if we don't make contact and get John W. and Trump together. This is the end of the road, people. This is it.